is. Who wants to host it today?
All right, guys, welcome to the episode. This is the
You're not really matching up with your fucking
thing. I'm a little bit tired.
Hey guys, it's Nathan Wong here for the host of the official.
Jesus Christ.
All right, take two.
Hi everybody. This is Jordan Robart here for the official T podcast.
So fucking hard. Which one? If you're third.
I'm third. You fucking idiot. All
right.
All right, take three. I was going to impersonate D-Bears, but I don't know how I would do that.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Robart here.
Hi, how are you? I stream Minecraft.
This is the official T podcast. Yeah, let's get started today. Who's ready for some Minecraft?
Oh God, dude, we do that in phases. Like we just phased out of it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what Nathan said.
No, I'm Jordan. What are you talking about? All right, D-Bears, you wanted to say something about
about what?
About what?
You had something to say about something.
You know? Oh, dude, whatever fucking thing. Kicked your ass at Slammo again today.
Oof. You did not. Oof.
No, he's
you
right.
Barely.
Nathan's right. I did.
Super didn't really let him play very much.
I pass it to him all the time. Are you on crack?
Okay.
It's okay.
Definitely
it's
okay. Did.
So, yeah.
Jordan and I will win next time because we're about to switch it up on you guys.
0-2, by the way.
So but what we're basically getting at is we're starting at Slammo Tourney.
Yeah, for those who are interested, every Friday, meet us at
Crescent
Bay, and we'll
Northside.
We'll clap anyone's cheeks.
Yeah,
we'll clap. Yeah. We'll freaking slap the cheeks off your asses.
Winner gets Handles ice cream.
Oh yeah,
loser. I guess you're paying for that.
Loser has to pay.
Someone's got to pay for that. I ain't paying for that.
Well, I mean, you guys did lose, so
yeah. So you do owe us.
You said that after we lost. You can't just say that afterwards.
No, oh, it's gonna get a lot more intense if Handles is on the line.
It really is. That's why Jordan and I have to switch it up. So get ready, guys.
Wait, did we actually like properly introduce? Fuck it.
We're already there.
It's like the 7,000.
Why is Nathan your background on your phone?
Yeah, dude, Nathan, you didn't tell me you got candles from your mom for your birthday?
Yeah.
It's a picture of Markiplier, because they look the same.
They are the
same
person.
Wait, that's
actually
kind of sad that she got him candles. But
honestly, love a nice candle.
Look.
You can put them out for your girlfriend.
Look, I think candles are a very lame gift. Just setting the record straight.
Oh, so you won't get your mom candles?
No.
What, do you get her a card? What do you get your mom for her birthday?
I mean, it's either jewelry or whatever the fuck she wants. I ask
so
her
what she
wants.
Candles.
This guy buys his mom jewelry, but when we go out to eat, he needs people to cover him.
Yes, absolutely. That's why, because I'm buying my mother jewelry.
You got to save up six months to buy your mom some jewelry.
Yep, yes. That's how it goes. That's
kind of how it goes.
Rise and grind, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
When you work, like, 2 days out of seven out of a full week.
And then calls out sick.
Yo,
to go to
Nathan
Disneyland.
Sick, dog.
Oh, shit. Called out.
I get paid and I get to go to Disneyland.
You're getting paid to go to Disneyland.
Bang, bang, baby.
That's the move.
But we already talked about that.
Did we?
But D-Bears wants to talk about
something.
God, dude.
It's like something about like same-sex marriage or something.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Something very near
something
and dear
we
to
we already
Daniel.
Know exists.
I don't know. I mean, what happened this week, guys?
Toy Story 4 came out.
Oh, yeah. I did watch Toy Story 4. I guess it's movie time early.
I guess. Yet again.
All right. Here's my unspoiler review. It's really good. Go see it.
Oh,
so you'd recommend seeing it. That's good.
I mean, it's not like they did a sequel just because. Like, it works. But go see it. It's good.
Didn't
it's
the guy that played Mr. Potato Head like die and they had to like stitch all his lines together from past stuff?
If I'm being honest, I don't even remember Mr. Potato Head in the movie.
Yeah, that's probably why. They had R. to like P. stitch together all his parts.
Key and Peele though, I really like them. They were funny.
I can't believe they're in Toy Story. So that's funny. Pretty crazy.
They were the highlight.
I wanna see the spoon. Forky. Or the spork.
Sporky. Or is it Forky or Sporky?
It's Forky.
Whatever.
Sporky.
I don't know. Well, he's a is he a spork?
Yeah, I
thought he was.
Why is it called Sporky? Funny. He's a spork with googly eyes.
Oh, isn't Keanu Reeves in it?
Yeah.
He's a stuntman, yeah.
Dude, yet again, that man just touches
everything. He's honestly kind of disappointing.
Keanu Reeves disappointing.
All right.
He's breathtaking.
I mean, he's just is he just like an extra character?
Yeah, he's just like a used character.
They just got him to get
he's
him.
Just a cameo, basically.
Not really. Like, he's in the movie, but it's just like a... All right, he's just there.
Mm-hmm. Nothing too
important. Side character.
Nothing really.
Unfortunate. Well, I guess that's it for movie talk.
Well, I mean, Jordan saw Child's Play. What's your unofficial review?
I say go see it. But don't expect it to be the same as the original.
I'm not gonna see it. It's a lot different.
But it's an interesting take on the series.
Series?
There's a whole Chucky series.
Is it in the same universe?
I don't think so, but it's a different take from the original.
Aubrey Plaza, though? Low-key banger.
She takes her clothes off in the movie. So I would go see it.
All right, so we're not going in cahoots tonight.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to.
Jack Black's in it, too, which I thought was interesting.
Jack Black?
Yeah, Jack Black.
Isn't also Brian Henry in it? The guy from...
Brian Henry. I'm thinking Wizards of Waverly Place.
He's in
Atlanta? That's David Henry.
Never mind. You won't know. Never mind.
Oh, I remember what I wanted to talk about today, I guess. I booked the hotel for the 22nd.
Oh, shit.
We're going.
In
Vegas.
In like about a month. For anybody who actually marks their calendars, I guess. We won't be recording an episode on July 18th.
I don't know what you guys are doing in Vegas.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'll be recording one by myself.
Wait, that would actually be interesting.
It'd be kind of funny. Jordan just stitches.
I was just
going to
talk about Skyscraper and Minecraft the whole time.
I never said Skyscraper was good.
People do solo podcasts, right?
That's like borderline ASMR.
No. No, he's not fucking around. I found this girl's solo podcast. I brought this up a couple episodes ago, but hasn't had any new episodes, but I like found that just from my Finsta.
She hasn't posted anything new because you roasted her so hard.
Yeah, that's what it is.
How the hell does she talk about something for like...
They're not long. They were like 15 minutes, 20 minute long episodes.
Yeah, but just like...
Talking to yourself? Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
It's a lot.
It is.
That'd be fun to try.
Like, usually I'm just kind of like weird and frantic.
That would be funny.
Like, I wouldn't record myself doing it and then share it with everyone.
And it's on SoundCloud. It's not even like...
Oh, God.
It's like low-key, which is the worst part. Is like, that's the worst case that I found it, too. I was like, fuck. Now I
bother
have to
roast
it. But yeah, that and... Fuck, what else was it? It was something. I can't remember. I'll get back to you
about
it.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about the Alaska thing? Where the girl met this guy online, and he told her to kill people for like $1 million.
Oh yeah,
and she did it.
Sounds like something.
And he wasn't really from Alaska.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he didn't have actual $1 million. So
no
this girl got baited into killing these kids
and
filming.
Kids?
Yeah, it was kids. Yeah.
Filmed.
Yeah.
And they had to like rape the kid after they killed it too.
The girl.
I didn't hear that, but
yeah.
The girl had to rape the kids and film it and then kill them.
Yeah, so basically all the evidence was there. They filmed it all, and they sent it to this guy.
Who's they? Is it like a girl?
So this one girl got an offer from this guy that was in Alaska. And
who wasn't actually in Alaska.
Correct.
No, but...
He lived in, like, Kansas
or something. She went to her friends and was like, hey, I'll split $1 million with you if you help me do this. And apparently, they all did it.
Yeah, and
they all as in them, too.
Yeah, I think it was just two of them.
No, it was a girl and... her friend. I don't know how many it was. I heard it on the radio, so.
Oh, I saw something about it. It's, and he was never going to pay him. He was just going to hold it over their head.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but he's arrested too.
And the lady that got contacted to do it or whatever has a kid.
No.
Yeah, so she's never going to see that kid again.
There's something extremely wrong with her.
Oh, well, yeah.
The
and
parents
then her
of the kid apparently said that she had like a learning disability too. That's why she was so easily manipulated. Yeah, by the guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that happened. Are you guys familiar with Theranos?
Etika? Oh.
Thanos?
Theranos.
Is that like
a Bitcoin thing? It's like the biggest scam in Wall Street ever.
Right now?
No, it happened a few years ago. So you know when you take blood, how it has to fill up that giant, giant, but like a decent size.
The bag? That shit's pretty.
No, not a bag. No.
Oh, the little tubes.
The little vials. Yeah, tiny test tubes, I guess.
Oh, like when you go to the doctor's to like take your blood
or
test.
Vials.
So this woman claimed that she could get like a small prick and just a little like, I can't even say how small. It's like 3 or 4 centimeters of blood. That's how like small the thing is. It's really small. And she could put it into her new machine and it could give accurate results. And it never could. And she just kept getting investment after investment after investment to get it figured out. And she kept scamming these people and saying that she got all these test results. And she has her court date in 2020. So what's her name? Yeah, Elizabeth Holmes. She's the leader of Theranos. It was a huge scam. Like, this woman's going to jail for the rest of her life.
That's crazy. Well, she just got, like, convicted, like, recently?
No.
Or whatever?
Like, it just takes a while for, I don't know, for them to do the
sentence. Yeah.
And I think this was last year. I could be wrong. I found out about it recently, but, dude, she scammed a lot of people. And she used, like, a really deep voice when she was talking to people.
Hey.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was, you could tell it's not her real voice, but she would use it all the time. And she was like a scam artist.
How do people even like fall for this?
Well, they kept faking results. So they would take the little vial of blood that she claimed to put in her machine, and they would put it in, you know, normal machines that they have already. And then they would give the results and it would be accurate. And then she would get cancer patients and test their blood and tell them that they didn't have cancer anymore. Dude, this girl is a bitch.
I feel like bitch is an understatement.
Elizabeth
Holmes, Warren.
What she look like?
I know, that's what I want to keep on.
I'm confused. Did she truly believe that she could do this?
Like, well,
this
like machine? She came up with the idea. She got all the investments. And but then she started making prototypes, and they never worked. And she just kept pulling investments to make it work, to make it work. And
okay,
it
so she thought she could. She wasn't just like a fucking devil and just trying to screw over
the
people.
Whole screwing over patients is pretty.
I mean, it is the devil's
faking
work,
results.
It's
and
like,
her husband's name was Sonny, and he was also in on it. It was all bad. Yeah, it was pretty ugly. So that's Theranos. If you.
Well, that's a Thanos situation right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, fucking snap.
Crackle pop.
Half of hospital patients disappear. Yikes, bad joke.
That'd be kind of
funny. D-Bears, you look a little tired.
It's been a long fucking day.
Just sitting in the sun makes me tired.
We weren't even in the sun.
We were not even in the sun.
Being outside makes me tired.
When I'm not
leaving
playing
my
Dauntless
house,
makes
yeah,
me
when
tired.
I'm not playing yeah. Dauntless, I'm exhausted.
But oh, dude, it's just been like I woke up super early to go get my haircut today. They opened up at 10. Super early to me.
Why would you go at the opening time?
Because they have no people.
Oh, it's like empty. Well, yeah. They gotta like.
They're super busy.
Super dumb, but do they have to warm up to cut hair?
Of course.
Like.
They have mannequins?
Yeah, this man just asked this question.
Wigs?
Like, before the day, like, you know, you go and play football, there's warm-ups beforehand, but do they
hold scissors in
the
hand.
I don't know, do doctors do that? Yeah, do they use the first patient
every day
as a
practice? You know what? I would actually kind of hope so. I would actually kind of hope a doctor would, like, just practice a little bit before cutting me open.
It's their career.
Well, surgeons, they practice all the time with, fruit.
A cadaver.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a cadaver.
Well, that's good, but I don't know about a hairstylist.
No, they definitely don't.
It's their job.
I mean, though. They went to school for it, so
yeah.
Muscle memory.
I mean, I'm sure it's like common sense to them. Once they learn it, they're like, "All right, you have to like look for the hairlines and like you don't need to practice." Like, it's not like
you need to practice.
It's not luck. Like, I'm gonna get it. Oh
no.
My god!
And like,
try to avoid.
I hope he doesn't notice.
That's all you gotta do.
I know. You to leave there like, oh yeah, it looks great.
Honestly, I don't think they even care because they fuck up hair all the time.
Yeah, Yeah, just look at Daniel.
Just go to just go to Great Clips.
Yeah, who got a haircut?
Nathan rarely comes out of that place with a haircut he liked.
Yeah, no, wait. Only the most recent one I didn't like.
You didn't like the one before that?
Really?
Yeah. Every single time you walked,
no, I think it was because they style it's too short. And it like it just makes it like
you got to do it yourself.
Because my hair is thin.
Yeah, so, like, the lady I go to, she just lets me do it. Not cut my hair.
When you go to Great Clips and she's like, here you go.
Here you go. Here's a bowl. Just put that over your head.
Best haircut I've ever had. No, but she lets me do it. She like gives me the comb and I'm like, because they just never know. And they should know, I guess. I don't
respect.
Maybe just don't grow your hair out so they get confused.
Dude, I have some like.
You have like girl hair.
Wow, Jordan.
When you were sitting with your hat backwards, I could see the Jordan one from the very front like, yeah, all the way at the kick. Back.
I know.
I was like,
Jordan got a chub.
What?
What?
Jordan stopped playing
my
slam-o
so long.
At that moment.
Jordan was like, GG who?
GG who?
GG love me.
Nah, Nathan probably got a chub because it's been so long.
Yeah, I got not even a chub. I got full mast.
Full mast, yeah.
Maximum overdrive.
I'm so tired.
I know.
What are you even looking at right now?
He's looking at his artwork.
This guy drew a picture of John Marston from Red Dead Redemption.
For all the Red Dead fans.
I'm just scrolling through Reddit. It's been a long day. I'm just
so glad that you're scrolling through Reddit right now. All right,
fine. Oh, it's better off than him watching fucking Overwatch League
last
week.
He's not doing that either. He's scrolling through Reddit.
That's not Reddit.
I'm literally trying to figure out what I brought up in the car today.
I think it was about some dude.
Or some girl.
I thought it was the Etika thing, but I don't know if you guys want to talk about that. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
I mean,
the
just
what?
Pour yeah. one out for him.
For real, dude. Here.
We need to talk about it.
One of the homies, yeah.
Pour it out for Etika.
Yeah, dude. And oh, that's what it was. J Station. Fuck that guy.
Who?
The guy who basically profits off any celebrity or famous, like, well-known being.
Is that the guy
dead.
That does Cody like, co-roasted
yeah.
as well?
No. He might have. No, that's the Kombucha King.
No,
so
but I thought,
he might have
so
done
basically
him.
This YouTuber.
I thought it was the guy who does like the spooky stuff.
He does, yeah. He
oh,
fake
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
he
Cody
could communicate with the dead.
Yeah,
so basically
Cody
did
roast.
He did it. He did it with XXXTentacion.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cody
he did it
yeah.
with Mac Miller.
Oh
that
yeah,
one was,
that's
that one was
stupid.
Fucked. Because I don't know he did the XXX one, and I didn't know he did the Mac Miller one until I saw a video like where, like they were like roasting about it. And then recently, J Station made a fucking video before the one for Etika, saying he got robbed. But then if you watch the video and everything that like, he tries to say that happened to him, like, he got robbed. But then at the end, he goes like, yeah, they didn't take anything, but they robbed me. And you're just sitting there, you're just like, yo, this guy can't add up his story.
But wait. Definitely.
And
oop. Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, he was saying, like, oh, like, I got robbed. Like, they dragged me from over here to like my basement, and then like if you look in the background of the video, like there's no evidence that they went anywhere else except for the trail that he's showing.
Yeah, is he like a YouTube kids kind
of
guy?
Yeah, he banks off of that. The
he
3 a.m. challenges.
Yeah.
He basically cheats the kids algorithm.
Yeah,
to make his bank, and he's a piece of shit.
Didn't
at the end
he
of the
do
day.
One where he like you know stay in a box challenge?
Yep.
Oh, that's
yeah.
the one that I think Cody Ko
yeah.
roasted him for.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And
I could
like
watch
faked passed out or something and yeah. woke up in a hospital bed.
Oh yeah,
I don't believe
fake
that for one
bed.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, that guy's a
he's
piece of
like
shit.
He's got like the AirPods in his nose.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Like, whatchamacallit? One of the guys on there's a Facebook group about him, and one of the guys that posted was like his old coworker. He's like, yeah, like J Station used to be the most complained like employee at Costco. Like nobody liked him. He keyed a girl's car because she wouldn't go out with him. Shit like that.
Oh my
he's
God.
Making a lot of money now. So
I mean, yeah, but
I
he's just
fucking
a piece
doubt
of shit.
It. YouTube doesn't pay that much.
Excuse me. Do you know who Team 10 is? Do you know?
Back to the Etika thing, though. Mm. It's crazy how he believed he was in a simulation.
I don't even know.
I mean,
everything
really?
In his life was simulation. That's
I don't
why
know
he ended
anything
it.
About.
Oh, so that's why he committed suicide.
Is that what it was? But I also it's on top of like him being already bipolar and stuff. Like he's had
well, that
multiple.
Too, but the simulation part helped him.
It kind of pushed him on.
Yeah, he's like, well, it's a simulation. No one, nothing really matters.
Fucking
so.
Elon Musk, dude.
Snap.
Didn't he have some sketchy tweets?
Yeah, well, yeah, he pretended to be the Antichrist.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times where he's kind of just either broken down while live streaming or like posting. Like when he live streams, there's been times where he kind of just has an attack. Like you can see it right there and there, like that something's up. But you know how like all the memes nowadays are like the super edgy, like I want to die, like haha, kill me, like it gets that, like for him, I guess, like because people thought like in his case, it wasn't as bad as it got to. So some people were kind of like blindsided by it. They're like, oh, like how he's just kidding, like it's all meme.
But then, probably yeah. not.
What was crazy about it is, he tweeted on Twitter. When should I have my next mental breakdown? And one of his fans commented the day that he killed himself and uploaded his last video.
Jesus.
Wow. And he That's liked not a it. Fan.
Well, no, like no, what D-Bears is saying, it was he
like
tweeted,
if you're in that community,
next?
Like, yeah. where you kind of joke about it, but, like you have those friends that, like, joke about it, but you know deep down there's nothing actually wrong. It's just, like, that edginess being, like, as young
know.
As
I
we are.
I think if you joke about that a little too much, something's
I mean, yeah, wrong. But you do it all the time.
About killing myself?
Well, you drop the jokes like, oh, my God, like, okay. I want to die, like, all this shit.
I don't know.
But, like, we know,
that.
Like, deep down, like,
I
bad
do
example.
That.
Yeah.
I think
everyone
Nathan
does that.
Like, it's just a thing at, like, this age group, it's just very common. So it's really hard to say, like, oh, is he serious, though?
A lot of time it's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
With everything.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, if you ever really need to talk to somebody, like, there's hotlines, there's a bunch of tools you could use.
Well,
that's what
you.
I going against.
But I just thought
yeah,
it was interesting.
I just only say it because of The Office.
So you're saying The Office is a bad influence, this is why I don't watch it.
I mean,
told you.
Michael jokes about it. Office is overrated.
And that's why it's getting taken
that's
off
why
Netflix.
It's leaving Netflix.
That's right. All you Office fans,
thank
fuck you.
God, dude. Everyone's going to have to go watch How I Met Your Mother now.
That's not even
on
Netflix either.
On Hulu.
Good thing we get Hulu for free from Spotify.
Oh, no. Isn't it just $5 a month for both?
And you get something else.
You get
Showtime.
Oh shit!
So
I
you
got
know if you
want to
watch those
them.
old ass like people shows.
Yeah, I don't really care for HBO or Showtime. Now that Game of Thrones is gone, it's like
there's too many episodes of Game of Thrones to watch it now.
No,
there
no.
really isn't.
Once you get past the first season, they'll just fly by. You'll be like, oh, that's a season. Okay, start the next one.
What's up, Nathan? What you scoping?
I was just thinking how I have no interest in watching Game of Thrones.
Me neither.
That's me with The Office.
I also haven't watched Breaking Bad
you
yet.
You make me want to kill myself.
I'll see. There you go.
Just a quote from The Office. I'm going to kill myself.
I remember that.
I wouldn't know. I've never
your
seen
fault.
It. I've never seen that episode, so I cannot relate.
It's like when Michael... He
Who
has to fire someone.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he asked Jim to pretend to be the boss, and Michael's the employee.
Oh, no. And so Jim, first thing is, I'm going to
so
kill myself.
So Jim is like, look, I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. And Michael's that's when Michael's like, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah.
And we're all laughing at that. Goddamn.
Wrong time, wrong place.
I love when he falls
into
his
look,
boy
I
pound.
Mean, there's humor in it. Like, it's all understandable, but, like...
It's comedic timing.
It's just, like, there's... I mean, it always depends. It's very political with humor. Like, you can, there's certain things that people are okay with joking about, like us. I'm like, we're fine with joking about that. But I'm sure there's people out there who are like, yo,
well,
that's
in an
like
interview,
not allowed at all.
Speaking of political, the first Democratic debate was a few days ago.
Apparently, somebody, I haven't really looked too into it.
It was fucking cringy.
It was
all the
I
Democratic
heard it was that,
fucking.
And I heard one of the candidates got cut off.
I don't know.
Midway through their like their
I mean,
spiel,
they always kind of do because they always go
yeah,
over their time.
Always,
yeah.
always trying to budge in, and it's just
but,
a shit show. It's
I mean,
a popularity
like,
contest. It's like prom king and queen.
The fact that the Democratic Party literally all the candidates spoke Spanish was like, oh, this
Wait,
is
which
cringy.
I didn't
all
see that
of
part.
Them.
Biden, Bernie,
all of the candidates that are wanting to run for the 2020 election. All the Democratic
oh,
ones.
Oh, so they're trying to.
They were all speaking Spanish to like
to appeal to like to what?
Yeah, because like
what
they
Trump's
wanna,
doing.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Isn't
and
Trump
it was just
reapplying?
Like it was so bad because like they don't. They
I
don't mean, know Spanish.
I wouldn't
obviously.
Be,
they don't have the accent.
Would you doubt that Trump wouldn't try to? You know. continue his.
No, I just heard that he was.
Wait, what?
Trump is.
I really don't think he's getting reelected.
He's running again for sure.
I don't think he's getting reelected. I don't know about that.
I don't know. Did you guys
see his Twitter post?
No one.
It was like. It was
wait,
so funny.
One of his tweets was just or Donald boring. Trump?
Wait,
one of
what?
His tweets was just boring, and I was like,
No.
In all caps.
It was a video. It was a video, and it was an animated thing of the time, like a time cover, and it was like Donald Trump and fuck, I don't even know. Yeah, please pull it up.
Is it from his? Is it the POTUS handle or the Donald Trump handle?
It's probably Donald Trump.
I have no fucking idea. Actually, it's on my phone. It's in my group chat.
You have a group chat?
Yes.
With who?
Yeah, dude.
Go to media. Slide over to media. That one.
This one where it just
and it's just
going.
Like it's going on forever and ever.
It goes to like 2060 or some
it's
shit.
It's just a bunch of pictures of
2048. All
no, it keeps going. The numbers will start going up.
That's right.
It will just keep going.
Just keeps
that's
going.
Scary. I don't.
I mean,
like
we're
that.
Not gonna do what China did and just you know take out term limits.
I really don't
that's
like
so
that.
So funny.
I don't think there's no possible way that could ever happen.
Yeah, the only reason we have two terms is because of George Washington.
Yeah, there's no way that would ever get removed.
No, it's not George Washington.
Yes, it is.
It was after that. Someone did three terms.
No, you're right. You're right. Someone did do
multiple terms, but
yes.
George Washington was also one of them.
And it was after that they made that law. But everyone followed his. He set a bunch of precedents. Like we call him Mr. President because that's what.
I know, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying it changed later on.
It did.
After
it
that
did.
One guy
but,
got three.
What I'm saying
and
is.
And died on the podium.
Many of the things we follow with the president now are because of Washington. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to.
Apparently, Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term.
Yeah, I think it was sometime after that they.
It's just been a minute since I took history,
president.
You know.
Roosevelt.
Carry a big stick. Aha.
New deal on the big stick. I like
but
my
yeah,
history.
I don't think he's going to get reelected.
Yeah, he took over for Herbert Hoover during the Great Depression.
Those Hoover towns, baby.
Yeah. And Hoover believed in like self-correction, and Roosevelt didn't. And he's the reason we have a lot of like stamps, like food stamps. That's Roosevelt. I think Social Security is Roosevelt. I'm not too sure.
He set up a lot of safety nets.
He made the presidency.
He made America great again.
His presidency made the government's enrollment in everyday life vastly different than how it was beforehand.
Yeah, but it's okay. We also have Team 10, so.
Yeah, thank God, right?
Thank God for the Jake Paulers, bro.
You hear
it's
about
like Team
Jake
4.
And Tana?
Oh, Jake and Tana Montague? Jake dude, Tana. They're perfect for each other.
No, they're engaged.
I know, they're perfect for each other.
It's fucking dumb.
Why
fake
is it
and
dumb?
Gay.
Haven't they been dating?
No, they just started
they just
dating.
Did it. I think it's a publicity stunt. It definitely has to be.
Logan Paul says I can totally see them doing that, though.
Yeah, that's...
So, no, not a publicity stunt, like actually getting married.
Just doing it?
Yeah,
just like having fun.
21-year-old idiots.
Dude, that's what it was. Tana bought a fucking billboard in L.A. just to announce she's turning 21.
That's some rich white girl shit, if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it's
I wish
my birthday.
I could do that
I'm
too,
turning
but
21.
But like, are we going?
If we're invited, I guess we gotta eat at John and Vinny's before and then go.
Dude, I'm excited for TanaCon 2019.
Oh God.
I'm yeah, iDubbbz show up again. You have to do that. I bet. She doesn't like do those pictures anymore just because of iDubbbz. Because I bet so many of his fans show up and just do the same thing he did.
People are making jokes. It's going to be called Janicon because of Jake and Tana.
Aha.
Wait, I thought TanaCon was a failed thing.
It was.
So they're still doing it again?
They want to do
Dawson
it again.
Fucked the cat.
Oh. Alrighty.
And we're jumping into this topic.
Apparently, people actually don't like him for a lot of reasons, though.
Shane Dawson?
Not just because of the fucking cat.
I mean, it's just one of the reasons. I personally don't like him anymore.
I don't think I've ever watched one of his videos.
Yeah. I like his content.
I maybe explain. I watched it. Just
he likes the Chuck E. Cheese pizza one.
No, it's I think
that was the old episode that we did.
That was the first. It's been a minute.
That's
when you guys popped your cherry.
I popped the podcast cherry.
Content is so much better quality than the rest of YouTube when he does post something. So like it's PewDiePie? Fun to watch.
MKBHD.
No, PewDiePie is just old school.
Let's be real here. All four of us watch completely different forms.
Yeah, mine's
of
just mainly Overwatch and Dauntless
Mine
at the moment.
Goes video games, random tech news, some super fucking nerdy lore game shit.
Yep.
Into extreme like Vsauce.
Oh,
Vsauce.
Dude, all of my recommended is the Tiny Meat Game podcast. All of it. It was like I got the intro down.
Wait,
and
why
I,
do you watch
hi
it
guys,
on
guys, welcome
YouTube.
To the Tiny Meat Game podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want this week's episode, go to tinymeatgame.com.
Fucking
Patreon, dude.
Mess it up.
Oh, so what we wanted to tell our listeners is this is actually next week's episode.
You gotta go on the Patreon
okay,
first.
But we're going in order. Jordan, what's your YouTube feed like?
It's a lot of drama.
God
YouTube.
Damn it.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Drama.
Like Keemstar. Like Keemstar.
It's Keemstar, PewDiePie.
I don't even know what that is.
PewDiePie I like a lot.
You emulate PewDiePie all the time.
I watch a PewDiePie video because Tuber told me that like you personify him.
What
as
do you mean?
Yep, god
boom.
Damn it.
Little next, horse. You're gonna change your name to Papa Gloria next.
Nathan, what's your feed like?
Mine is Shroud. It's
he's pretty good. You showed me some of the videos.
He's
impressed.
Okay, yeah. Like
he's all right. He's
professional decent. CS:GO player, professional PUBG player, professional Apex player. He's okay. And he's
not the best.
What else?
Hot Ones.
Oh yeah.
Hot Ones is online.
Film stuff. Joe Rogan clips.
Nice.
Joe Rogan podcast clips.
Have you seen the video of the guy that's like watches one Joe Rogan podcast and it's all about like eating deer and DMT?
Yeah, I honestly so like funny. I get the DMT part, but
I have no idea what that's
I
about.
Haven't seen much deer shit.
I
when
think
Noel it, quotes it in TMG podcast, I'm like, where is this Jamie pull up the deer?
I love it
it's,
when they
it's the Patreon
Jamie,
dog.
Dude. I love it. Cody and Noel, like,
wait,
Jamie, can you get that pulled up there?
Wait, have you seen the one where it's the podcast birthday and they do the auto-tune with Spock? And he does the impersonation. He's like, Jamie, pull up that clip of the deer. But it's
that
like, all
Spock's
auto-tune.
The guy with the really long hair.
What?
I just remembered the Teen Titans season 6.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Did it get announced?
I think they're doing it because the movie release for Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans.
Oh, I saw
and
the
I
trailer
think,
and that was
and
so
that's,
bad.
That's what's starting the season 6.
I'm confused.
So didn't get confirmed? You're just speculating?
From what it looks like, I think there's an actual trailer.
I used to love the old Teen Titans.
Well, no, that's the trailer for
No, this is a trailer for the new one, but apparently at the end of the movie, there's an end credit scene.
Well, there was an end credit scene at the end of Teen Titans
which
Go.
Teased this movie. Okay. But this movie's, I think, teasing the actual original Teen Titans season 6.
Can we talk, about Marvel re-releasing?
Dude, Avatar did that too.
They re-released it with the end of credit scene?
Wait, did Avatar?
No, Avatar, okay, let me rephrase that. Yeah. Avatar didn't do it, but they stayed in theaters for like 200 plus days.
That's because it's a great movie.
I never saw it.
People were
really,
seeing it.
It
so.
Didn't really.
That's got to be my favorite movie. Actually.
I saw it 3 times.
So are you fucking kidding?
No. Oh,
no man. Way. No,
I love Avatar. Bullshit. I do.
You're fucking joking.
The Last Airbender, right? With M. Night Shyamalan?
Stop. You know what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're actually serious.
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Yes.
Avatar.
Oh, it's actually
the
behind.
Blue people.
No, it's actually behind Homecoming. Nature hates Homecoming.
He fucking got you.
You won't even watch Game of Thrones, so your opinion is just not valid.
You excited for next week?
How does Game of Thrones relate to Avatar?
It relates to your sense of taste.
It hits him here. It's right here.
Dude, Avatar's, yeah.
So people who love Game of Thrones love Avatar.
No, but it just gives you some diversity.
It's in the lore.
I love Avatar.
I'm excited for next week, though, for Far From Home.
We're going before we record. Fuck Slammo. We're going to the movies.
I'm only going to meet Gigi.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know about what's that place called tonight.
In cahoots?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even have fucking shoes at the moment.
We're all going home to get dressed.
Dude, it's almost 10 already.
Oh my God.
Whoa, you're dating the episode.
Wow.
What? I can't say it's 10.
Excuse me, PewDiePie?
People are starting to start showing up at D-Bear's door at 10 o'clock.
No
one. Why my door? We're all going to meet at one local spot after we leave here.
I know, and then I have to drive all the way back here. Wow, you have a
You're not driving back here.
Oh, someone's going to pick you up? You have a
big No, we're going to go drive to...
Kahoot.
The... I don't want to give away our location, but the red circle with a dot.
How would they know which Target?
Whoa, bro.
You never know.
Target. And then from there to Cahoots?
From red circle dot, we go to Filer Tune.
We'll see how I feel when I get back home.
All right, if you don't go, you don't go.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch, we're going to post
Didn't you want to meet up with all the... The hot all country the, girls.
Country girl. Wait, I'm not a big country person.
Is Gigi for sure coming?
She said sure.
Then I'm going.
Then I'm going.
So. I have well, to I'll see. I'll see you when Spider-Man comes out. So that's kind of.
Yeah, but you're paying for that one.
I know. I'll get movie tickets from Costco. Okay.
Why did she say bet?
Because she's Gigi.
She seems kind of okay. She hit you with three okays in a row.
Oh, wait. She don't want to go.
She don't want to go.
She doesn't want to meet the boys. We'll just make you look really good.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
No.
Well. You just sent her a smiley face. You are so Jordan, dude.
You're but so good, dude.
I'm glad that I'm
She was just going to say okay.
There was one more thing I literally just remembered.
Oh, she just said he has to pick me up.
And I said, okay.
Well, neither of you can drink, so it's kind of like... Maybe you should be driving all of us.
You're
going to
go pick her up after this?
Well, I mean, might as well.
You're not going to go change.
Well, there's one problem with
that.
I'm
going to change and then go.
He has a fucking Mustang that
sucks.
So you're going to drive yourself? Wait, so Jordan, you're going to
beat you at a race.
You're going to drive yourself.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I have to replace half your car. There.
To Fullerton.
It's in Fullerton? What the fuck?
We could always go to Big Shots. That's another country bar.
Dude, stop. You're ruining our reputation.
Dude, I don't like Big Shots either, but they do have a lot of pool.
Look, if we go to Fullerton, nobody knows us there, right? Then we can plug our podcast.
Just go to...
Dude, we'll make flyers before.
We'll just go to Big Shots.
We're going to go print out some flyers.
Where is this place?
Just look up In Cahoots. How it sounds.
Is she your wallpaper?
No.
Wow, not even official.
No, she is. He was lying.
That's cute, Jordan.
Nightclub.
Did anybody else have
anything? Where are we at right now?
We're at about 39 minutes.
Oh, man. You want to cut it sweet time, so we can
kinda,
to the table.
We can kind of get
I literally took a minute at most.
Well, while we were sitting here for 10. Just
so did you guys want to like wrap this up soon? Am I going to go fuck myself? What's up?
Why can't we do both at the same time?
I mean.
It's up to you.
Dauntless.
Dude, shut up. You're barely in town.
Oh, it's only 38 minutes away. Not bad.
Nathan, do you want to drive though?
It's probably going to be an hour for me, but it's fine. We're chilling.
No. Here. But yeah, I'm excited for the Teen Titans shit and Spider-Man next week. That's going to be great.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's not aware you're picking me up. It's are you picking me up?
It's a good thing she auto-corrected because those are two different things.
Yes. So, who do you guys think is... Oh, What was the name of the guy who ran for the election in 2016 when it was...
D's Nuts.
It was D's Nuts and somebody else. Mickey Mouse or something?
Probably.
What the
Yeah, they
hell
won,
are you
and then
about?
They couldn't run because they found out that person that was like running was only 13 years old.
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember D's Nuts.
There was that, and then the guy who dressed up as a fucking knight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I guess you don't know.
I think that was European.
Did you say election lore?
It was.
Election.
He was the
Tis, he loses the first election. Tis but a scratch.
It's for real.
But
yeah, we just want to set this out there that we are definitely running out of
I'm going to kill myself. It's all your fault.
So yeah, you guys all agree, right? We're gonna run this Slammo tournament starting next Friday.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come,
yeah,
meet
we'll
us
wait
there.
For everyone to show up at 5:00 p.m.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
get
we all
there
wake up. Yeah,
Jesus,
we waited on you today. So
yeah, I did. Hardcore. Your boy got his classes though, so it's all good.
Yeah, dude, would you say it's good times now?
No, because I still have to pass the 2 summer classes with like an A and a B.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I have to have a certain GPA to get into this to the College of Business at my school.
That oh makes sense. God. That's like
no,
what do you have right now?
No, a lot of schools.
I mean,
not
what you need. That.
I can't even check my grade in a math and in accounting. It is not a C or a B.
So well, it's an A. A.
No.
Good job,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm only like.
Hey, we believe in you.
Yeah, I have a quiz tomorrow, and I got a tutor to come over tomorrow to like help me with this quiz.
Oh,
yeah, because I am.
I've seen that porn
yeah,
before.
He called me earlier today.
He?
Oh,
yeah, oh, it's that
my
kind
God
of scene.
And
what are you doing, tutor?
He said, "Where do you want to? Where do you want to get this done?
Where do you want this?"
And
preferably on
and
the
was,
desk.
God, this is going the wrong way, and it's only getting worse. I said,
"Dude,
oh,
I thought you said your friend was dating a fucking porn star."
And I said, we could just go to. You can just come over to my house." And he's like, "What if I'm a serial killer? Like, you never met me before." And I said, "Well,
yo,
then I won't have to take this quiz."
He's playing. He's playing games.
Like, dude,
he's flirting with you.
He's
what if
some,
I'm a serial killer?
He's got some
killer
moves.
What if I stab
you?
With
gonna,
my
you guys gonna reach for
then
the
maybe
pencil?
I'll
yo,
low key,
that's what I said to my date.
What? Maybe I'm a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, are you?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you don't know.
Wait, what'd you date?
Why do you think he's so excited to meet Gigi?
Brit.
Jesus.
I target a specific gender.
Female?
Okay.
Keep going.
Continue.
I mean, there's so many genders.
Okay,
I have
Ted
to guess.
How many genders are there, Tooper?
A lot.
Two.
What did you just say?
Oh. Dos. Duh. Dalwa.
You're just saying D words.
I'm saying two in different languages. I know.
I mean, there's only 2
that
bathrooms, and there's only 2 characters.
There's
you
actually
can select
3 different types.
One's a girl and one's a guy, so it's kind of like.
You can have a male that's feminine, though. That's pretty cool.
Is that what you did?
No, but I accidentally
playing?
Clicked
oh
on it, and I was
smaller
like, oh,
voice hitbox.
Small voice hitbox. Okay.
They can't hear you as much.
Yeah, so the monster doesn't get to you.
Did you know that
dude, nobody's gonna get this Dauntless reference. Nobody damn fucking plays it other than us.
Y'all need to get on it. That's for sure. I'm hooked. Just a little bit.
It's kind of weird.
You know what else is hooked? I was looking at her analytics. And
oh, you know what you wanted to talk about?
What?
Belle Delphine.
I guess. Fuck it. We got 15 minutes before it hits an hour.
Dude, why are we talking about?
Your
why are we
waifu
talking about your lover?
My
your waifu.
Your idol.
So, for those
love
of you who don't know, Belle
we've
Delphine
talked about her before, for sure, though.
I just gotta preface it, you know?
Here we go.
She's an Instagram O-face girl. She just trolls and, like, gets as close to being super sexual, close to the being Pornhub material.
It's a real
she
life
Pornhub material.
It's a real life anime girl.
No, even her Patreon isn't.
No,
isn't,
even, yeah.
She's a
close
Snap
it
Premium.
No,
yeah,
even
but even that
is
nothing.
It's all trolls.
Just show her.
Oh, really?
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't.
I've
wait,
been on
so
every subreddit there is.
I've done my goddamn research. She has not shown them titties.
So, anyways, she
isn't
she
just
posted
18?
A picture and she said, "If this gets 1,000,000 likes, I'll make a
Pornhub account."
And
so she gets
the 1,000,000 likes.
She gets the 1,000,000 likes.
Yeah, she I'm not saying I contributed.
She accepts
Tuber
the
made
1,000,000.
All
I made
1,000,000
so
Smurf
many different
accounts.
And so she makes her account on the hub, and it's all like, it's more teases.
It's
so
basically the equivalent of that guy who the nice guy on Pornhub who just goes bakes single cookies or whatever. She posts one that's like getting cream pied.
Yeah, and then she does one where PewDiePie goes all the way inside me.
Yeah,
she's
eats
eating
a piece of paper
she
with
eats
PewDiePie
a picture of PewDiePie. And so it's like,
yo, that's kind of hot, though.
And then so there's one with a cream pie, and she literally though. Just makes a cream pie and shoves it in her face. I was so disappointed.
So many people were so mad.
Yeah.
If you look back at like the comments on the post, it was like, what the fuck?
All of them are like at 35%.
I mean, she's kind of a troll.
Exactly. I don't know.
That's why everyone was hoping, you know, like, come on.
All the fucking thirsty.
Come on, just don't troll this time. Like,
this is the one time we care.
All the fucking neckbeards. Come on, babe. Like, I did what you asked.
I mean, she's like the genie. She made the porno account. Doesn't mean she has to make porn.
That's true. Yeah.
Read the terms and conditions. Nobody does.
Kind of unfortunate.
Tuper played himself.
I don't know why.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to verify this.
I find her so attractive.
I'm going to look.
It's unhealthy and it's not good, but it happened.
I guarantee if I look on her page.
She's kind of a thud.
Oh, yeah. She's an ethot for sure. Yeah.
But honestly, she's not even that attractive. What does the E stand for?
Just online.
Internet cable.
No. So the E doesn't stand for anything.
It's silent.
It's
for
like
thing.
Electronic thought.
Boom.
Does it actually stand for electronic?
Probably. I don't know. E girls. That's a thing too.
Like E for everyone.
That's a good one.
That's a good roast.
God damn it! I'm trying to find this.
Who's playing footsies with me again?
Well, there it is. Just had to verify.
Damn.
That's. Her titties?
No. No. Tuber fucking liked the photo.
Is that the million like? Oh, no. Wait. Just go back. Is that the million like one?
Yes, it is. Yeah. If this photo gets 1 million
dude,
likes.
She almost got 2 million. She got 1.9 million likes.
Tuber just contributed to science research.
I love her outfit, though.
Unpopular opinion. She's not
what
that
outfit?
Attractive.
She's wearing nothing.
She's wearing stickers over her
so
titties.
Jordan just said unpopular opinion, not that attractive. Do we jump him now or later?
You're the one that only sends her in the group chat.
These are facts.
Yeah, Tuber, I think you're alone on this one, mate.
This is going to be a tough hill to die on, dog.
Dude, like I said, not healthy. Don't know why, but it's there.
Herpes?
And that's today's episode.
Thanks for joining.
This is actually last week's episode.
This is actually an episode from 2 weeks in the future.
They changed.
If you want
it,
this week's episode,
go ahead and
Patreon.
Go to our Pornhub account, yeah. Pornhub.com.
Window is $5.
I listened to the most recent one they had, and it was Noelle saying it.
Oh,
but it, like they said something different.
Dude, you know they had a podcast with Post Malone. Post
yes.
fucking, and
are
they went to Elon Musk's
up?
House.
Yes,
are you just catching up,
dude? I have a lot of material to cover.
I'm so up to speed.
I'm not. That's why I said I have a lot of material to cover.
But the Post Malone episode was like a year ago.
Dude, I was pretty mind blown.
I think that was during Post Malone's like PR stage for his album.
These two software developers from Full Screen are just like super mainstream now and extremely
I know,
popular.
It's weird. Dude, I'm hearing
how
all,
weird
like
is
a
that?
Lot more of the people that I know are like actually starting to watch them. Like, who the fuck are you people?
I can't believe it. Like, I actually
like, can't. I thought I found a niche to like follow, and then everybody started following.
Just super
sad.
Bummed. Not indie.
I mean,
anymore.
They collabed with Black Bear, so you know they're growing.
Just a little
no,
bit.
You know what? You know. Speaking of that collab, so somebody trolled on that post. A little kid goes, "This is what my friend was telling me." The kid goes, "Who is this Black Bear guy? Why are they collabing with such a low level artist?" And like 500 people were just like, "Black Bear is an A-list artist. Shut the fuck
he's
up."
He's really not, but he is popular.
He's very popular and very good.
He's at most B-list.
I'd put him on my A-list.
Dude's tatted. Like,
yeah, I would say C-list.
At least it's
he's,
not.
Yeah, he's pretty attractive.
Well, you like the bucket hat in Short Kings then, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, duh, he's a tall king.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just a normal
what's
person.
The cutoff? Like, how short do you have to be a short king?
Anything below 6 foot
okay.
is a short king. Jordan,
it's a good thing I'm not a short
bro,
king.
Bro, I'm 6'5",
baby.
Jordan's 6'5", and African American.
Yeah, you guys are both the same when you're laying down.
Yeah, Jordan might be a little bit taller. Let's be honest.
So, are we gonna get a guest next week?
What?
We're gonna get a guest next week, right?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out with all the other
find out next
with all the listeners.
I thought you had a guest.
Yeah, dude.
I thought you already had a guest.
I do, but since you're still here, we can't get rid of you. We can't really ask him to come on.
You're kind
show.
Of a perm for a minute.
Wow, I made it. Just like a contractor. Like I just
congrats, you get paid nothing.
Pretty much. just kind of here to fill in.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you know what?
Unlike somebody who's not on the podcast right now.
What?
What?
Did I say that out loud?
What did you say?
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said.
No, don't worry about it. We'll cut it in post.
Is everything fixed in post? Gonna,
Are we just going to go around what you guys are saying?
I have no idea what he said.
I don't even know what I said.
Nathan can't hear, so it's kind of...
You guys are all just kind of circling one thing.
It's all the sand from Slammo today.
Facts, dude. It's all over. I was all over the place. You were diving too today. You were going after it.
Yeah.
Dude, you hit the ground hard. Like, holy shit.
Dude, yeah.
I felt bad. I was like, oh.
It didn't hurt. It's just like,
it hurt
was missing the ball as I dove.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd like dive. Like, oh, dude, I got this. And then just
whoosh. I'm going to dream about that diving cross for the game point. That was pretty insane. That's the highlight of the day, right?
Dude, we're getting better. Sooner or later, we're going to have to beat those kids that are in that spot.
Oh, yeah. And play with some of the girls that they had there. I'm just saying, our ratio when we go to the beach is pretty ass.
I don't give a fuck about the ratio.
There is no ratio. It's just guys.
You guys all have girlfriends, so it's kind of like.
You guys, as in.
1, 2, and 3.
I don't have a girlfriend, that's for sure.
Oh, you don't?
Are we gonna talk about this?
I think I'm more of a the one as opposed to a three, but you know.
What?
Like, if I had to choose my number, I think I'm more of a one.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Hey, thanks.
No, like out of 10.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know, with that haircut, man, you're shooting.
At least I have a haircut. Fuck you.
Yeah, whatever.
Your hair's all curly.
I know.
It's like a perm.
What's wrong with my hair? It's gorgeous.
How do I say this? It looks like...
Oh, here you go. Think about
it. A cut-off mop. Yep. And then they dipped it in a bunch of mustard. And then some little 8-year-old shit in it and then put it back on his head.
Yeah. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad, though. I've just been too lazy to cut it. Or shave my face, for that matter.
You look like Prince Charming from Shrek.
I think he means
you look like Shrek from.
Thank you. That's a handsome dude.
I mean, he got 4 movies
and a girl.
Oh yeah, and a princess. Thank you.
And a donkey.
No, the donkey got the dragon.
Donkey. At this point in my life, I don't know how the donkey fucked that.
You know he's getting another movie, right?
Thank God, Shrek 5.
Yeah,
dude. After Shrek is love, episode. Shrek is life.
Oh, God.
Is that the sequel?
What if they reference it?
I would hope so.
I would hope not. That's a kid's movie.
How hard is that to just reference it? Like one line. Yeah, like just Donkey like Shrek, says.
No, Shrek he looks at his Shrek kids like, Shrek is love, right, kids? And then the kid's like, yeah, Dad. Yeah.
Crickets.
Uh-huh.
That's not a cricket.
It's my cricket.
I guess except for the Black Widow movie. Or the Black Window.
Black Window movie?
Black Window?
Snapchat.
The villain supposedly Taskmaster, which I'm actually kind of excited for.
Yeah, I hope Spider-Man's in it.
No, I think Hawkeye's going to be in it for sure, though. And I think it's going to take place in
Can
Prague.
We spoil Endgame?
We've spoiled it before.
Well, it's a prequel.
Oh, wait, he's alive still.
It's
never
a prequel,
mind.
So.
For whatever reason, in my head, I always thought...
Black Widow's dead.
Oh.
Bye.
Right, spoiler alert.
Thanks for listening. This is actually an episode from 2 years ago.
If you want to this year's episode,
you're gonna have to try again next year.
You're gonna have to find out on our Patreon.
Like Rick
that
and Morty.
Is the official
you're
tea.
To, you're gonna have to go on our WordPress
as patreon.com/theofficialt. I just really
don't
want
to, you don't have to ride our dick
ones.
That hard.
No.
You're already on the podcast. It's enough.
I'm a temp. That's what I am. I'm like an intern.
Actually, yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, we're all scrambling along. Fuck, where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay? Oh, Tuber just at home doing nothing? Okay, hit him up.
Hey, I have 2 summer classes. Okay?
I don't think we were like, oh, where's Lindsay?
Yeah. T-Bears was. Jordan and I were. Ahaha, that's today's episode.
F's in the chat.
Yeah, fuck it.
What?
That's today's episode.
Yo, what the hell are you on, bro?
Jesus.
Who is that?
I don't know, it's just a feed.
Oh my god, dude. You follow Chooks
LA
on Instagram.
Boutine LA, dude.
That account is literally called Chooks LA.
I love how we're shouting out how this Instagram page.
Oh, that one is
you
called
are
Chooks.
So dumb. If we're gonna if shout that's out just Chooks another LA, word,
I guess just can follow we, official T.
Can we start? Wait, hold on. Can we start calling Cheeks Chooks?
Oh, no, absolutely
I think we
not.
I think we
definitely
have
not.
To. Yeah.
This. What are you doing? You're about to slap Chooks. Jordan that doesn't.
Jesus,
sound
dude, she I can was, kick my ass. That girl was shredded.
Go ahead. If we're gonna shout out Chooks LA, we might as well shout out our own Instagram page.
Oh, the Sir official Rofar. Plug. Shameless plug.
Nate Dog Wong.
Which fake one? Fake or
Nate D-O-double-G Wong.
Sir D-O-double-G.
That's a Snoop Dogg thing. Does the whitest guy here know the Snoop Dogg?
Yes,
thing?
We all know. It's just like, what do you want us to say to about it?
Yeah, anything. Just anything.
Aha ha. Oh,
all right, yeah, fuck it. Let's wrap God. This shit up. We gotta go get ready.
That's fine.
Yee yee.
Probably might not go, but it's okay.
Way to do that into the mic.
See you guys later.
Thanks for listening and joining on the show yet again every Friday.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.